This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
George Soros. Talk about a pioneer, and it's true. Had number one show on talk radio in the stations they were on, even beating Howard Stern, and then, of course, got kicked off radio. And then, of course, then was more of a libertarian conservative voice on XM and was one of the top shows and got kicked off. And that's why I just love the fact that he just came back stronger with the whole operation that he runs. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we're also going to take a few of your calls, as I promised to, and I apologize that I made you hold. Anthony Cumia is here with us with Compound Media. And you never really plug yourself, but spend a few minutes, because people need to understand, when they go out and they get a membership or they support you, they're already awake. You're funny. You're great. You're the guy I listen to, because I've got a membership. Never told anybody that, but I do. When I'm on the elliptical or I want to have some fun, like it's serious, but it's a little more witty, and I'm serious. It's a little more fun. I listen to you. And so, different strokes for different folks. People need to be subscribers to Compound Media. They need support because it flies in the face of everything the establishment is trying to do and what they're trying to kill. So tell folks how they become members of Compound Media.
It's unbelievable these days where you can be fired, and fired isn't just fired anymore. You're not getting another job. You're exiled from the business just for not going along, the party line.
You said it was wrong to shoot cops in the back of the head for no reason, and so they sent you to the Phantom Zone.
That's what happens these days. If it doesn't align with their political ideology, you are done. So I wanted to make a platform with Compound Media that isn't doesn't have to answer to anyone, advertise to anyone. I answer to my audience, and whatever they want to hear, that's what I'm supplying them with, absolute immunity from the political correctness and garbage that we have to deal with, that we've seen people lose careers and reputations over. That's it. I answer to the viewers, period.
That's how it works. We're going to go to break. I'm going to take a few calls. I'm going to get out of here because I know you got a lot to cover, but I promise to go to some of these calls, so thanks for letting me jump in here. What do you make of the hoax that Trump's being mean to these kids? And then even when he says, okay, we won't separate the families, which you probably shouldn't do. I think that's probably wrong. It's dangerous. And then they go, oh, no, now we don't want that. We want total amnesty. And now they're trying to block the executive order. I mean, these people are just, they're so evil. I can't even believe it.
Who didn't see this, though? We've seen it before. They don't care about children. Stop it. It's so politically motivated. It's so obvious. From the day Donald Trump started running for president, he's been tearing away this cover that they've been under for decades and decades. And we're finally seeing how this disgusting machine is working and how it's screwed us for almost the entirety of the United States of America. He's finally peeled the cover off, and now they just can't lie enough. We see they were clamoring about these kids, that they need to be put together with their parents. Trump signs an executive order. It happens, and now I'm reading Twitter. It's not good enough. They literally want to welcome Matt at the border. Come on in. Come on in. Make yourself at home. You'll never have to go to a hearing or go before a judge. You are now Americans by proxy.
But then when we fly in from anywhere, you know, we get a proctology exam.
Yeah. American citizens are under the tightest scrutiny whenever they want to move, even within this country. You'll notice you're scrutinized. But they could just come in and live their lives. It's awful.
Meanwhile, you fly into Mexico, they give you a card, they call the hotel, they check it. You got a day you come in, a day you don't get out. If you don't, they arrest your ass and fine you. But that's okay.
That's fine.
And Mexico should be doing that, man. They got South America and Central America below them. That place is melting down. Anthony Cumia is straight ahead. He's on fire. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway.
By the way, notice the combat media is on Amazon. Everybody's asked me, why are you on Amazon? Are you critical of Amazon? Well, it's like saying I'm married to a lady and I criticize her sometimes. Doesn't mean Bezos has his problems. Okay. But Amazon's a great platform. But it's Apple iTunes won't let us put our videos on there anymore. They sent us a message back saying it's racist. Google wouldn't let me sell the Obama deception saying it's racist. It criticizes Obama. It's nothing to do with what color he is. And, yes, all my films are on Amazon. By the way, we never sold any of them digitally on Amazon. Okay, until they started writing articles every day for 3 months saying ban me off Amazon. Now we've got a big revenue stream from it, actually. So, oh, thanks for the $100,000. That helps fund things. Literally, 100 grand we've made the last 3 months since they get his videos off, ban them on Amazon. Good Lord, it's the most horrible thing we've ever seen. I was like, whoa, I even forgot we made videos. Nobody buys those anymore. Even though they're effective, the word out, we put them out for free. But you see, Compound Media is on there. He's got his own platform, but he also is on Amazon. But the fact that the left is everywhere saying, get rid of Alex Jones. Well, don't you understand? Once they kick me off Amazon and they set that precedent, it's like it's digital book burning. A video is like a book. Then it's going to be Anthony Cumia, and that's where we are. Can you speak to the Article 13, Article 11 that passed the EU hearing yesterday and now is going to be the law that passes next month, which even the left admits ends the Internet. It breaks the Internet. So the EU is falling apart. It's authoritarian. So their answer is break the Internet, which America created. Good luck, bitches.
Yeah, more censorship. They just want that stronghold, that boot on the throat of anybody that has a dissenting opinion. And we see that happening here. That's the scary part. It's exactly what you were just saying. You know, we need to utilize whatever platform we can broadcast on that allows us for the time being. I can't put my shows on YouTube. They kick me off in a second. Why? Racism, homophobia, Islamophobia? No, because I am not along their line of what they
because
believe.
You're effective, because you were number one on terrestrial radio, because you're a winner.
Yeah.
People think you're the best race car driver, you're the best boxer, you win, not in media. When you're the best, they bury your ass. And I've proven it.
Yeah. They consider you a danger. They don't want you. That's why the liberals, and a lot of times they don't want people speaking on college campuses if they're conservatives, because they don't want their people to even hear you, because it's a fear of somebody in that
because they're a cult. Let's be clear. You had arguably the number one or number two show on XM, and you were kicked off of it because you said people shooting random cops in the back of the head at gas pumps were animals. They are animals. They're worse than animals. Like when Trump called MS-13 animals. You were fired for being number one.
I use the word savage all the time. Animals. Said they're not acting like they're human beings. Well, I think that describes somebody that wants to shoot anybody in the back of the head. It's an animalistic, savage behavior. And yes, I was called racist and tossed off of the air. That's where we are. I mean, they have the ability to destroy people's careers. And fortunately, I was able to rise from the ashes with Compound Media. And this is where we are now. And I appreciate the fact that I can now speak unfettered by politics and sponsors.
But it pisses them off.
It really does piss them off, and we get targets on them. I've seen what they've done to you, Alex, man. They won't leave you alone because you're effective. You make people think, and they don't want people on their side going, huh, wow, you know something? I'll think about that a little. They'd rather you not be heard, and that's their goal, to stop you from being heard.
You've got a lot coming up today. I promise to take a few of these calls. Everybody I don't go to gets a free $30 whatever they want. I have this new rule. Somebody holds over an hour, I don't go to them. They get a free $30 whatever they want. They want to be on air. But you give us your email, and we'll call you, and it's a big hassle for customer service. We'll do it. I apologize. I want to go to a few calls here. But just front and center on your radar, what's the number one issue? I harped all over the hoax of the border, but the other stuff, the economy coming back, the best since 1957, they're now admitting, even that schmuck Bill Maher gets on TV and says, God, let's crash the economy. He didn't call for recession. He said, crash it to stop Trump. I mean, these really are terrorists. I mean, they really are seditious a-holes. He's worth $100 million, man. You know, I got family that can barely pay for gas, you know. And the idea of a depression for my family, a lot of my people, it's violent to say, I want a crashing economy, so we discredit Trump. Bill Maher is trying to hurt my family, man. It pisses me off.
That's what he wants. He has no, he doesn't want America to do well. None of them do, really. They want Trump to fail so that they can yell impeachment and hope that they have a candidate to run against him. And that's their goal right now.
What happens if they are able to implode the economy and they've all been cheerleading for it to fall? Don't they get the blame?
There's a lot of idiots out there that just eat up everything Schumer and Pelosi say. But like I said, it's getting harder and harder for them to lie. When Pelosi says that the tax cut was bad and you have that paycheck in your hand and there's more of your money for you and your family to spend, it's really tough for her to try to tell you that's a bad thing. So I love that all this is being exposed. And I think when the election comes around, the midterms and the presidential election in a few more years, that we're going to see a result of that.
What are they? Let's just surmise that we keep winning, which I think right now we're going to do. People stay focused and awake, get involved, and they can't bully us into backing off. And all of the world globalism's in trouble. You know, leftist corporations running the planet, that's in trouble. What are they going to do as it dawns that they're completely losing? Because they just double down with lying. They get more arrogant. But I'm starting to see signs that they realize that they're going to lose. What do they do at that point?
Man, the sky's the limit with these people. I don't know. I like I said, 6 months ago, you were like, this is as crazy as it could possibly be. And then 6 months later, you're like, oh, my God.
I asked you that question like 6 months ago. I said, what is Pete crazy? You said, I don't think we've hit it yet.
It's insane, but I don't put anything past them. But when you see crowds like for Trump, like we saw in Duluth last night, and everywhere he goes, this guy's a rock star, and they can't raise 10 people unless Beyonce's singing, that tells you something. And I think they're seeing, they don't understand that between New York and Los Angeles, why it's a 5.5 hour flight, there's a lot of America down there that they don't pay attention to. And
let me ask you that, because I love East Coast folks. They're super smart, funny, great. I love West Coast people that are like the real people, but it's like this scum that just travels around, is always chasing the best buck or whatever. They call themselves East Coast, West Coast, and they have a disdain for 95% of the country. Why? Why? What is this weird thing that, like, people think I'm from Texas, so I'm married to my sister?
I don't know what their plan is. I know there's a more nefarious plan in the upper echelon of the left, but I don't understand how people get so caught up and chase them and stay in that little liberal bubble when it's so obvious that there's lying going on and utter deception by the media that is obviously left-wing run. I don't know what their motive is for adhering to that and to the cost of us having a great country. I just don't get it.
And they arrested all these people yesterday that were trying to kill Republican congressmen. I'm sure you never saw that. I mean, I run into these liberals. They run up to me, man, and it's a minority of people. Because most liberals, are old-fashioned liberals, are listeners. I'm not even a conservative. I'm just a libertarian like I guess you are.
Yeah.
I'm just a common sense, like a pro-America guy. And these people scream and yell lies at me. And then when I talk back to them, all three women in Hawaii when I was on vacation for a week and a half, all three women got in my face with their husbands, bowed up at me. And when I just nicely talked back, they went, get away, I'm calling security. So I don't even get to talk back to them. I mean, they're just liars. No. They're liars.
It's a jump to violence. My friend, comic Nick DiPaolo, he just got punched in the eye at a comedy club for telling jokes that a woman didn't like. A Birkenstock-wearing girl punched him in the eye. Crazy.
And then, like, that kid that was caught attacking the adults, when the adult shoves him down, he cries and bitches. When you fight back, then they freak out.
You're right. Because they're not used to it. We don't usually fight back. We like discussion.
Exactly, but we're starting to fight back, and we're winning. Yeah. We'll be back.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jim, you're driving too fast, like you shouldn't do.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest.
A gun on my hip and the right to arrest.
I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door is painted white. With my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night. Just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job on my highway patrol.
Old Junior Brown bringing us in. Anthony Cumia is here to take a few calls. He's taking over. I need to get him on as a guest routinely. He's awesome. CompoundMedia.com. You can go there and find out more. You really should. Because I know we're all awake, most of us, and we don't understand. I don't understand. We've got to reach out. We've got to get to other people. People are really ready for this now. I wanted to hit a few other final issues, but just speaking of plugs, you hear the radio we're on. We're on 200-something radio stations, some big, some little. They're all precious. We get more support from little bitty Christian radio stations than we get from big old giant ones. Just shows the people. And they know I'm not a hypocrite. This isn't even sometimes a family show. They know I'm not putting on an act, so they don't care. It's smart folks. But we have gotten on over, now it's 400 TV stations, and a lot of them are little subcarriers and stuff, and a lot of cable stations, and it's really growing. And the system, by the way, keeps tabs on it. That's why they're really pissed at us. But I want to go at least 20 hours a day by the end of the year, and I'm trying to budget hosts, who to hire, who to do, and I'm kind of at a standstill monetarily because of all the stuff they're doing to us. So you want to see more of the results you've been seeing, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, it's not like I'm telling you, hey, we're going to kick some globalist ass if you fund us. We've already done it. We're kind of like heavyweight champions in the fight against these guys. And they know that. And I'm not an arrogant guy, so I don't brag about it. But you know what? I need to point out, the White House listens, man. And I don't want to give the media a heyday or say anything on air that creates a big issue. But let me tell you, they listen. They know I know what I'm talking about. And so we need to be here on air. We need to have more people on air. We need to do more. We need to stand up. When people are trying to crush you, you fight back. So we have a bunch of specials. I'm calling it bestseller sale because we had a bunch of our great products discounted for 3 weeks and free shipping. That's over now because I was about to run out of X2 and BrainForce and all the rest of it. We got Knockout, our great sleep aid. That's the same price as a regular bottle of melatonin, has the same dose of melatonin, but then seven other great ingredients like L-tryptophan, valerian root, you name it. We've got that 33% off. That's just insane. Okay. We've got our new Extendawise heart aid. That's really excellent. That's 33% off. It's our newest product. My dad's, he's not retired yet. He's saying retired. Quasi-retired dentist, oral surgeon. He calls it immune gargle. But what I do is I gargle with it, brush, and then I take a swig. It's got iodine and Super Sol Silver, one of the best patented types in it. It's a little swig of it. It's amazing. It's 50% off. Even though it's been one of our best sellers, I have learned to sell it super cheap sometimes, even though we make almost no money, because people that were on the fence only buy it when it's 50% off. So we have it in the 16-ounce, the 10-ounce, and the 1-ounce, or you can get it all together, 50% off or individually 50% off. That is a new special, Immune Gargle Silver, Super Silver Solution. It's there, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. But the Revolutionary Act of the big corporations not being able to control us and you actually buying the products, it's a win-win-win. So there, I'm done with that. This is a shorter segment, and I want to take a few calls, and I apologize I'm ranting and taking over today. But, Anthony, I got to be honest. I admire people they're trying to suppress. I admire people that are number one in their field who get suppressed and come back. I mean, that's just what I'm into. I don't admire some dumbass Hollywood person just because they're in some stupid movies. So I admire you. That's when I have you on. I bring up the gauntlet of what you've done on Shock Jock Radio, just being an Americana guy. And I think you're the archetypal example of someone that doesn't back down. And why are you in such short supply? Because there's all these other men that are real tough guys, you know. I mean, I know some guys I talked about earlier, like Joe Rogan. I've seen like 6 foot five guys start a fight with him, and he kicks their ass in about 10 seconds. I've seen guys' ass in front of him that started it. But then he's scared of censors. He's scared of not being part of the establishment. He goes along with that. I'm sorry. I'm calling him out on that. And I'm just like, so what's the difference? Where's that essence? Because there's so many men that are powerful physically and powerful in business, but they roll over to what they think of as the man instead of America being every man is the man.
It's such a difficult time we're living in, Alex. It's crazy to think that giving your point of view, honestly, giving your point of view can result in you losing everything. Now, Joe Rogan is another guy. I love Joe. I find him very entertaining, but he's a guy that needs sponsors, and he needs to still work for UFC. He can't just say absolutely whatever he wants with impunity. And I almost feel bad for some of these guys because you know they want to speak openly and honestly. Joe's got a passion for broadcasting. He's very good at it. I love the segments you did with
Joe. And you know why I'm frustrated? I'm going to say it right now. I've been with him in private 100 times. I don't want to just say this. It's true. He knows everything I know and as much and is more articulate, and that's why I'm mad at Joe. I'm going to say it right now. Tag this on the earlier video because I want to explain why I'm pissed at Joe. When you're off air with him, he knows everything. And then he comes on like, oh, you're a kook, but I'll say it, and he lets it get out. So maybe he's smarter than I am. That's what makes me mad is I know he knows I'm right because he knows everything I know and more. That's what makes me so mad.
It's frustrating, but again, I've talked to so many stand-up comics, Alex. I know so many comics, and just name comics, and they are petrified of saying the wrong thing, of bad-mouthing the wrong
person. Has gone public.
Yeah, gone public and said he won't do colleges, he won't do. But you know, someone like Judd Apatow, who is just as liberal as they get, I'm disgusted with his tweets and his comments and everything. But comics are scared of this guy because he gives them jobs, so they have to pull back. I've talked to a lot of them in private. They'd love to be able to express themselves honestly and openly on stage. But even a comic on stage in that context can't even be honest.
I agree. I've seen Joe dial back his act, and I'm sorry, it's not as good as it used to be. And I'm not attacking Joe to say that. He's holding back. Exactly. No. I don't like watching us all act like a bunch of wimps, man.
That's what's happening. You see, guys, and comics are a great example.
So why have you not been a wimp?
I have, first of all, I was put in a position when I got fired because they label you that I had to build my own thing. At first, it was just a lifeboat. I was doing my own show. And then I realized, wow, we can build something here that means something. 100% uncensored.
Exactly. You didn't crawl in a hole and go away, or you didn't just do your own thing. You launched something to resist it.
That's it. And one thing I don't do is apologize for things that I don't feel I did wrong. And speaking openly and honestly is not wrong, and I will never apologize for
it. But what do you do about them editing? What do you do about them editing? Because that's what they do.
Oh, yeah. They'll edit you. I don't, that's why I love this platform and your platform. There's no editing. We're able to talk honestly. Who doesn't enjoy that and appreciate it?
I don't know many other people that aren't cowards. I mean, Sean Hannity's not a coward. Tucker Carlson, you're not a coward. I know all these guys behind the scenes are just Americana. I mean, I'm just, get up. God almighty. Okay, I swear I'm going to take calls or I'm going to jump off a cliff. Plus, let me tell you, I'm not bragging. I'm missing some important phone calls to be talking to you folks, but I just feel like this is important radio right now we're doing with Anthony Kumi of
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Sanitarium, that's where the Democrats are. But I don't want to be like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction. I don't want to start celebrating here a little too early. You don't want to start, you know, what each other's yet. Because they're going to strike back. So Anthony, we're winning. Americana's coming back, my God, against Venezuela and North Korean communism. Why shouldn't she? God almighty, Marilyn Monroe and 57 Chevys and, you know, Bernie Sanders bitching about 30 different types of deodorant. Just shut up, you idiot, while you swindle colleges and drive, live in $1 million. He has $3 million houses. Fine. And like, my ex-wife was in Twitter. She goes, how dare you, you hypocrite? You fly first class. He says he doesn't fly first class, but has been caught doing it. It's not bad to fly first class. It's bad to be, say you're a commie and live in $1 million houses and drive $100,000 Audis. That's what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Oh, my God. The hypocrisy is really what gets me. I mean, I am amazed at how people on the left, and especially someone like Bernie Sanders, whenever I see them pop up on Twitter, I go like, the gall, the set that this guy has to even show his face after Hillary and the DNC bent him over. He's actually trying to tell us how we should lead our lives. He's a pathetic old guy.
And he's driving a red sports car. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That ain't cool when you're 16, man.
It's just a disaster. But I was just saying before, during the break, thank God that woman didn't win. Thank God Hillary Clinton. We wouldn't know any of this that's going on. That cover would still be on everything. We'd have to listen to her destroy this country of ours.
And lecture us.
It would have been a disaster. And not only was it great that Trump won because he's showing us what we have had to deal with.
Oh, my God. I hate to be like a groveler, but, I mean, instant gratification. We're basically getting instant gratification. He's, like, got a 95, and I know how politics works. The fact that he got tax cuts done and all this and the North Korea, and just, it's insane.
Alex, what the hell was every other president doing? For years, they would sit there, maybe have one benchmark
one benchmark in 4 years or 8 years. He has them every day where we almost don't even appreciate it.
Every day. And he's on the news every day talking about something that he's trying to get
through. He's selling freedom. He's selling success. It's messianic, quite frankly.
It really is. It's an amazing thing that we've never seen before, because they've all been BSing us all of these years, making it look like this is the most.
So I agree. Anthony Cummy of compoundmedia.com. Let me ask you this then. Let's get to the negative point. You didn't cover it earlier in your doc, because we want to glaze over this, and I do too. But what are they killing? They're really trying. What happens then? I'm really afraid for my family.
Oh. At that point, if they get desperate, if they get back in power, they are going to undo all of this good that we're seeing. All of this. Remember when we had pride in a nation? Like, that's coming back. We're actually proud to be Americans. We don't have a president that's bowing in front of world leaders. He's for strength in our economy, at our borders, with our military, and somehow they're twisting this to be a bad thing. I just don't understand how they're going to run on a position of anti-America. Good luck with that, because the people I talk to and the people I see on a daily basis love what's going on right now. And there's that small bubble of people that think they're a majority from Hollywood.
Well, exactly. Even Soros said a few weeks ago, he says, I'm in my own bubble. I can't believe this is happening. He doesn't get history. He doesn't get the lust and the desire for freedom. What do you make of that weirdo, what's his name? Peter Fonda, saying that he wants to kidnap Barron, have him raped by pedophiles. He wants the names of the ICE agents hacked and given out. Then you watch the real ICE agents who are like, 83% of the kids are homeless. Their parents have been murdered. And we appreciate Trump. We've got more funding for the kids since this happened. And they're all Hispanic, by the way, people managing it down the border. And it's like, it's not even reality what we were hearing.
No, it was all lies and propaganda. That's what it is. It's propaganda. That isn't just a word that was around in the 30s and 40s. This is liberal propaganda. They lie. Children in cages, torn from their parents' arms. Like, they use these little catchwords, and you see it on all the news. What you think it's a coincidence? They all say ripped from their parents' arms. It sounds terrible. Children.
It's like a talking point. George Soros killed Hitler. George Soros is a hero. And you finally hear from Joe Rogan's mouth, you're like, well, that's why I got pissed. It's a talking point. So what happens here then? Because clearly they're losing now. They know they're losing. They're getting desperate. I keep getting back to, what do they do next? What do we do next? What should we be? Well, let me put this to you this way. I know I got to shoot my mouth off, but I'm not a little wet lily, let's say. I'm not, you know, going to just, let's just say I'm not a cream puff. If I saw, because I have children, and I also love Trump and what he's gone through, and I experienced his attacks like my attacks I've gone through, if I saw Peter Fonda, and I'm not just saying this to virtue signal, I'd have trouble not knocking his teeth out. I mean, I'm serious. He wants to kidnap people. He wants to harass ICE agents' kids. And it's the fact that they just get away with it, and I hate Hollywood, and I hate their tuxedos, and I hate everything they are. And I don't want to say I want to see him in a cage with pedophiles getting raped like he wants for Barron. But, man, you know what? I want to offer him $1 million to get in a cage fight with me, because we'll do it in Indonesia where you're allowed to, you know, really. Because I'm serious. I know he can have him and one of his buddies, because he's an old guy. I mean, I'm not a murderous person, but I'll be honest. I have serious, violent feelings towards him and other people like him. I mean, how do you deal with that?
How could you not be? I when I first read what he wrote, I was like, but I get angry also at the hypocrisy that he's got a film coming out through Sony Pictures in a day or two, and it's coming out, it's fine, no one cares. He apologized. Sony bashed him as much as they possibly could, but he still has a job. And look, I don't advocate for anyone to be fired.
Exactly, but conservatives and Roseanne Barr or anybody, we all get banned. They all get to do it.
You'd be gone in a second if you said anything close to what he said. It was vile, and it was about Barron, and it was about the First Lady, and it was about ICE agents and their children making direct threats to these people. Which,
and by the way, if you're not a public figure, I don't want to get into the security issues with us and my family, but we deal with stuff on a lower level than Trump does, so that's why it's personal for me. Oh, you want to come kidnap my kids? You know, it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, some point, when does the left push too far with the civil war they want? Because they get that civil war, they're going to lose.
Absolutely. It's happening, though, Alex. We see it like Hollywood, which used to be, you know, Tinseltown and all the glitter, and we were fascinated by it. Most Americans are disgusted by Hollywood these days. The shine is off of it. It's not this magical place anymore. We get the second these idiots, these empty vessels open their mouths, just
no, I agree. And they think it's like 20 years ago when most people hated them. Now people become, I want to go see a movie. I'm like afraid of how I'm going to be bombarded with propaganda. And then I get in there and they start punching me in the stomach. And I'm like, why am I here? So they wonder why their profits are down 40%. Because we can't take much more of their crap, man. Why does Hollywood hate America that gave them all the power for? What's their damn problem? At least they give us a reach around here, you know?
It just seems like a bigger issue with a power base that goes a lot higher than what we're seeing. And without sounding conspiratorial.
No, it's true. Well, you know, China has a controlling interest in Hollywood now.
Yeah, and why wouldn't they want to pump out propaganda that breaks down and destroys American values? The only thing that holds us together as Americans, they want that gone so that the country gets divided like it is. And, you know, we'll see what happens in the future. Hopefully this stops. But right now it's scary.
And that's really it. It's not like we're perfect on some high horse, but we're America. And we're not going to let a bunch of cold-blooded corporations come in here and play us off against each other. And all you idiots that don't know we've been compromised by China that are against Trump, he's a real American. He really cares about the country, and that's why they hate him. And I feel so sorry for people that aren't fully on board. My God. Final segment with Anthony Kumi at CompoundMedia.com. Straight ahead. Be sure to subscribe. CompoundMedia.com. If you don't, you're helping Soros.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Segment with Anthony Cumia. Everybody that held for an hour gets a free t-shirt or a free supplement, whatever they want, $30 value. I apologize, everybody. I respect you. I love you. I just get caught up with stuff that I didn't get your calls. I apologize. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You got the War Room coming up in like 10 minutes. Hit Infowars.com/show. You are the power. You are the listeners. And I don't take you for granted. I tend to run on, though, a little bit of perseveration here. Anthony Cumia of CompoundMedia.com. Number one talk show host in the U.S., segued to the internet. Now the EU is trying to ban that. So I don't see him getting away with that. But I was telling you a story during the break that I haven't really told properly yet because I don't know how to. But what freaked me out the third time it happened is I went to Hawaii, to Maui, for a week and a half with my family to go scuba diving and snorkeling and, you know, hanging out. And I probably shook, let's not exaggerate, 300, 400 hands. Okay, of people that live there, and Asians and Hispanics and blacks and Coptic Christians from Egypt and African Americans, just wonderful, wonderful people from all over the country. It was like amazing. But three times, twice at restaurants with my kids, everything, and then once at the, you know, we got a rented cabana out by the pool, and you're out there swimming with the kids and, you know, eating, you know, hamburgers or whatever. It was always a woman would walk up, middle-aged, with a man behind her, and sometimes kids. And the man would stand there like a butler, So I'm wondering how it's so cultic, because it was all so, like, precision. Like, it's the same thing. I'm seeing it. By the third time, I was like, deja vu with the lady, because I'd just been confronted. It was funny. First week, I didn't get confronted. The last couple of days, it was like three times. And she's like, you're a racist. You just say Sandy could happen. You hurt the children, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, that's not a context. And and I'm being really nice. And I was trying to shake their hand. They go, I'm not going to shake your hand. And their husband's like this, looking at me. And I'm like, and then next I go, well, listen, let's just be friends. Can we just talk? And that's what triggers them. And all three times they go, get away from me. I'm calling security. So they're at my table leaning over my kids. And then I say, hey, sit down. Let's talk. Let me get you a drink. That's what security, security. And like, and the people, the restaurant, one time I was right by the bar, they were like, ma'am, settle down. We're about to throw you out. So that's the left. That it's like they just are liars, man. But the thing was, all three times, it was so formulaic. It was like it was a robot. Like, who programmed these people? I'm actually scared because I don't know how they got three women to act exactly the same.
Alex, you know what? You freak them out because you're not the monster. When they walk up to you, you're supposed to start blurting out racial epithets and swinging at her and calling her horrible slurs. And then you're nice. You go to shake their hand. You want to have a discussion, perhaps. And they lose their mind because you don't fit the narrative that they've had, what their friends have told them, what the news says. You're not this monster. You're a guy that is willing to have a conversation with someone with a differing opinion. And that scares the hell out of them because it's sensible and reasonable. And that's something they're not. They don't know how to handle that. They don't know how to handle a conversation with somebody. It scares them because they never have a retort for what you're saying. It's 100% emotion-based, usually irrational emotion.
And that's why you impressed me. You just answered it because I didn't understand it. How was it so formulaic then? Well, I mean, who the hell's programming them? How do you get three women to act just the same at the same hotel?
I'll tell you how, who's programming them. The media. That's why the cucked guy stands behind the woman, scared, petrified to even disagree with her or say perhaps this isn't appropriate, dear, that we annoy some man on his vacation. They have to sit there because that's what television commercials and movies and TV shows has portrayed them for so long now that they've been beaten down to this level where they can't even maybe suggest to their wife to leave some guy alone on his vacation. It's unbelievable. And that's what's happening. We're being programmed to be like this. And it's disgusting.
So I'll go back to what I've asked, because it's the most important question in my view. Or what is the most important question? I want to ask you that, because you probably have a better angle than I do, and I'm serious. You're a wise guy, in a good way. What do they do as the economy comes back and we take care of the veterans and all these and things turn around and, okay, China's got a $900 billion tariff on us. We do $200 billion. I mean, what do they do? How do they, Bill Maher, they go, okay, I admit it's better. He's doing a good job. F him. I mean, how do they square that up in whatever identity they're in? Like if somebody told me, burn your house down, it's a good thing to do. I'd say, go to a mental institution. I just don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. They're obviously willing to go to great lengths. When we hear the word impeachment come around, and no one, absolutely no one, could tell me what grounds you could impeach this president on.
No, instead you ought to give him a damn medal.
Right. Give him a medal. And they're talking impeachment. And to me, if you can't come up with at least a reason, You're way off base, but they're trying. And I think the more this administration succeeds and does bring us back to a very prosperous country.
Because I want to give Trump credit, but they were artificially suppressing us. That's in the WikiLeaks. So he's just a guy that didn't have to screw America.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? You don't even have to do anything except try not to screw up the country, that which is really telling. But he's out there on a daily basis, really trying. You look at this guy, billionaire,
but he's a fighter. He's a fighter.
He's not a young guy. He's got a lot of money. He was in a very comfortable position. Beautiful wife, beautiful family. What the hell?
Well, that's the thing. They think he's mentally ill because he loves America. And just because he's from the East Coast, he doesn't hate flyover country. I mean, that's literally, he's like, if you could criticize Trump, it would be this. And next time I talk to him, I'm going to bring this up. Sir, I understand you don't want to shake the global economy, but if they've got a $900 billion deficit, they said no to your $50 billion, didn't back off, now you're $200 billion, why not go $900 billion? You know, if anything, he's just like to Apple, hey, you got hundreds of factories in Asia, can we have five? And they go, F you. You know, if anything, he's like too humble about it. So we're just getting something now and we think it's great.
Yeah, and people don't seem to understand this, especially with the trade war that they're all petrified of. We're holding a great hand. We have been for decades upon decades, and we're afraid to use it.
That's like Trump said, we've been in a trade war. We've been losing it.
We've been losing. But now we're talking about approaching these countries and saying we want more of a fair deal. And then people start talking about, well, the businesses will be hurt here in America. The workers will be hurt.
Oh, I saw CNN. They go, the peak 3 years ago of Chinese investment was $24 billion. And now it's cut to $2 billion. Trump really effed us over. That $20 billion is nothing. The Chinese make no investment in us. They only bought up Hollywood. That's it. They literally are at war with us. I'm sorry.
The world depends on the United States of America, and we have to be willing to use that power economically.
And a bunch of criminals had sold out and parlayed our power for their own personal factories and crap. And we're not doing that anymore.
No, we need to. If the American worker is going to be hurt, anyone else is going to be hurt 20 times worse. So
that's really smart economics. Exactly. As we rise, it raises the world. Us going down doesn't help the world. What a socialist idea. If we're all in misery, like Obama was teaching, somebody does better. That isn't how it works. If you're in a poor town, it doesn't raise people up. People go to the rich town because that's where you get raised up.
We've seen this 1,000 times in 1,000 different situations with the liberal Democrats. They want to bring everything down to the lowest common denominator. We don't look at people that are exceptional. We have to push them down to the lowest level so everyone's the same. It's infuriating. It's not good for the country. And it's, quite frankly, yes, a very socialist, to say the least, way of thinking. And I'm glad we have somebody in office right now. And the American people are getting a voice that they want to see American exceptionalism, and they want to see us succeed in a way that we are Americans. It's all we got, by the way. When you talk about a great diversity and melting pot, all we have that holds us together is the fact that we're Americans and proud of that.
And they're attacking that because globalism wants nation states out of the way. CompoundMedia.com. We've got the new specials on the fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine and colloidal silver fortified, and on the Extendawise heart and all the rest of it, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And I didn't even get to this. We have 25% off the Alexa Pure air filtration and water filtration. Anthony, great job. Please come on as a guest next week.
Alex, I would love to. And by the way, I'm thinking of taking a trip down to Texas there, and I would love to come in live on your studio.
Well, get your plane and hotel if you want to come to the studio, buddy.
Awesome.
There goes Anthony Kumiak. Coming up, the War Room with Roger Stone, who's in a very important place right now. And we've got Owen Schroyer. You don't want to miss that transmission. It's all coming up. Now, I've got important work to do right after this transmission.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.